AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The Biden administration says there are no signs Russia's Vladimir Putin is easing troop buildup along the border with Ukraine. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
President Biden says Putin keeps building forces along the border.
This would be the largest, if he were to move in with all those forces, would be the largest invasion since World War II. So it would change the world.
And would lead to serious consequences for Russia and perhaps personal sanctions against Putin. But it's still tough to know if there will be an invasion.
I'll be completely honest with you. It's a little bit like reading tea leaves.
The president says he has no intention of putting troops in Ukraine. He's already ordered some 8,500 U.S.-based troops on higher alert for potential deployment to Europe. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says more could be added.
We're not taking anything off the table right now.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Videos were played in court in Minneapolis showing George Floyd gasping for air as bystanders warned fellow officer Derek Chauvin was killing him. Three former Minneapolis officers are charged with violating Floyd's civil rights. The Coast Guard is looking for 39 people missing for several days. A boat believed to be piloted by human smugglers capsized off the Florida coast. The SAT exam will move from paper and pencil to a digital format. Priscilla Rodriguez is with the College Board.
This is us in some ways catching up to where they are and getting rid of the number two pencils and the bubble sheets and the shipping and the packing, and really trying to make this at its core, a less stressful, less onerous experience.
The exam will be at a monitored testing site, not at a home. Numbers from the CDC show a coronavirus booster drive is faltering. Just 40% of people fully vaccinated have received a booster. Vaccination numbers are stagnant in states like Wyoming, Idaho, Mississippi, and Alabama. The Dow finished down 66 points. This is AP News. Taliban and Western diplomats are meeting about the humanitarian situation in Afghanistan.
The 3 days north of Geneva have included multilateral talks with Western diplomats, the EU, the US, Britain, France, Italy, and hosts Norway. Now bilateral talks with all parties, including independent humanitarian organizations, are taking place. Aid groups and international agencies estimate about 23 million people, more than half the country, face severe hunger and nearly 9 million are on the brink of starvation. The UN has managed to provide some liquidity and allowed the Taliban administration to pay for imports, including electricity. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Rocker Neil Young is demanding the removal of his music from Spotify in protest of Joe Rogan, who Young says is spreading misinformation about the coronavirus vaccine on his popular podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience. But the demand has disappeared from Young's website. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.